Wongarali Maji Nu. This is Sunday Brunch with Kim Hun on ABC Radio, Canberra Wurundjeri.
And everyone I know, everyone without exception, who sets off on that humongous task of renovating your home, and I've known quite a few, has one common desire. It's for an open plan kitchen, an open plan living more generally. So what's going on, I wonder? What does it mean when we do these things to our houses? What does it mean to our lives? What does it mean to formal dining and living areas? It's like the barbecue is every room now. I wonder if you've made the switch. Has it been a domestic dream for you or an absolute nightmare? Are you detransitioning even from open plan living to a small galley kitchen? Love to hear your thoughts. 0467 922 666. I've got so many questions. I've got no answers, but I have people in who have those answers. I've got three guests. The first is Kate Osborne. She is a devotee, as I understand it, of the open plan kitchen and an early adopter of the OPK. When did you get your open plan kitchen, Kate Osborne?
Oh, we got it in 2010.
Oh, congratulations. So you're celebrating the decade of open plan living.
We are indeed. We are indeed.
And you're also joined by your son, Liam. G'day, Liam.
Hi.
Come right in. Yeah, thanks for joining us this morning. So you've got a pretty big family. You've got some other kids.
We do, yes. We have a family of six. We've got the four kids and me and Dave, and we love our open plan kitchen. When we first were looking at our home, it was built in 1959, so we had all those very discreet rooms. We had the kitchen, the lounge, dining, which was off to the side, and big bedrooms. And we had one child at that time, and we knew that we hoped for more in our vision, and it just wasn't working. Having me in the kitchen and the kids in another room, just couldn't keep an eye on what was happening around the corner. I couldn't cook in the lounge and they couldn't play in the kitchen. So we wanted to do something that brought us all together.
I'm interested in changes over time, and I know that you come from a big family too. You said you didn't want to have the kids in a different room when you're cooking, but
no.
Your mum, how many kids did your parents have?
Yes, so I'm one of six myself. So I grew up in a large family home, and I have been indulging in some lovely conversations with mum and dad over the last few days and reflecting on my own upbringing and how we all operated together. So I'm towards the end. I'm the fifth of six children, and while mum always envisaged having a large home, and we did, and we had a family room, and we had that iconic formal lounge dining, we were also fortunate enough to have a large kitchen space. So we had a kitchen table where we would all have our meal together as a family. Mum would lay all the food on the bench, and we would serve off the bench and sit down at a table. So we always enjoyed a meal together. From our kitchen.
So you had formal dining back in the day, right?
Well, we had the formal dining, not that we used it. We didn't use the formal
That's
dining.
That's a big change, isn't it?
No,
I had a formal
absolutely.
Dining room too. We never used it.
No, it was a formal area for good occasions. And those good occasions came about a few times a year. Mum and Dad used it a lot more for their friends and when they had special functions. But it really wasn't a room that we spilled out into and ate. It was the good room, Kim.
I wonder if your mum and your dad, if he cooked too, I suppose. Did they? You said that you wanted to see your kids as you're cooking. Did they have the same sentiments?
They did. So, Mum, when they moved to Canberra, Mum was very firm with what she wanted, and she did make sure that she had a large family room where she could still be in the kitchen. It had one of those serving windows, so Mum could be in the kitchen, but it was still a defined space, and she could look into the family room and where all the kids were playing. So she still had that flexibility of being in the kitchen and cooking and keeping an eye on us the kids that were present.
I reckon she's a champion though, because I could imagine someone with six kids saying, I don't want to see anyone. If I'm preparing a meal every night for eight people, I just want to be in my own little galley kitchen and not really interact with anyone.
Yeah, look, I think she just saw the practicality of just being able to keep an eye on what was happening, who was doing what. And I think it was also good for us kids just to know that Mum was around. We couldn't really get up to too much mischief because she was always aware of what was going on. So I think Mum had that vision. She was a very wise mother.
I'll draw in Liam here. Liam, how old are you? I've forgotten. You look about 18.
11.
11. You came just before the open plan kitchen. Do you love it, or do you feel like Mum and Dad are watching you all the time?
I like it because when I have parties now, well, this my birthday party, we did, I guess, quiz, and we had lunch while having a quiz because on our TV we put the quiz up and we got into teams and, like, we would just have lunch, answer questions. And that's really good because if we didn't have an open-plan kitchen,
it would be separate areas.
Yeah, and it would take a lot longer.
That is definitely good living. And that was the voice of Liam Osborne and before that, Kate Osborne. They are real-life owners and early adopters of open-plan kitchens. I'm also joined by a real-life builder of, amongst other things, open-plan kitchen. His name is Drew Hinman, and he's from Built by Drew. G'day, Drew.
G'day, Kim. How are you, man?
Thanks for coming in this morning. Let me get your mic going here. You've got an open-plan kitchen too?
We have got an open-plan kitchen dining with probably a separation between dining and TV. Everyone wants open-plan.
It is true then, as far as you can see.
Everyone wants it. And if you're in an old house, especially in O'Connor, Cook, you know, the older suburbs, most of the times you're going to have these formal dinings, formal TV rooms. Every room's isolated. And everyone wants to knock the walls down, which is great. It makes me money, so that's wonderful. But the thing about open plan living is that, and which I'm learning, is that when you've got little kids and they're screaming, there is no separation from the screaming, from Blippi, from YouTube. And I think open plan kitchen dining is a must, but I think we need to separate the TV room so that we can get some parent retreat. It is essential. What would work really well with open plan, say kitchen dining, is the word which some people love and some people hate, but it is alfresco. So if we can bring alfresco, which is a pergola and a deck with a big, gigantic door, and we can have kitchen dining and outdoor living, then I reckon you've got the recipe, and that's where it's at.
That's what I was pointing towards. Everything's barbecuing now.
Yeah.
That was Drew from Built by Drew. If you've got questions about him or our experts on open plan living and kitchens, then you can text 0467 922 666. We talked about the wonders of open plan living. Kate Osborne, early adopter of an OPK. What sort of things are not so good? That what sort of traps should people be looking out for?
Absolutely, and I totally agree with Drew. It is lovely to be able to have a quieter area that one can retreat, and that one person could be your children to retreat,
or your mother,
or even sometimes the lovely little indoor dog that you've purchased to go with your house. So what we were fortunate enough, while we do have this large, very open plan living, dining, kitchen area, we do have a separate room at the very front of the house where we often find now when we host parties and gatherings, the adults will all gather towards the kitchen with the preparation and the meal. And once the meal is eaten, the kids walk down to the front of the house. So they have that. We do have that area of separation, which 100% agree with Drew, is a must to be able to separate all the fun that everyone's having.
Mm. It's nice to be with
together.
The kids, and then it's nice to see the back of them as well.
You talked about the noise. What about issues like heating and cooling and the environmental costs? Drew, do they spike?
If you're knocking down walls in your home, it's probably suggested that your house is old and that it was built in the 50s, 60s and 70s, and the thermal properties of this house is rubbish. So when you start knocking down these walls, then you're going to have to start putting some things in place to make it warmer. Double glazing, really good curtains. Curtains are an underestimated feature to a home. Like if you get really good curtains, that's going to hold that heat in, which is important. Obviously, the insulation's a big one. But yeah, if you're starting to knock down walls, then you're in an old home and you're going to need to upgrade the star rating of that house. It's pretty simple.
Kate Osborne, I've got a gender question for you. I've heard it said that, and you can jump in here too, Drew. The blokes, oh Liam, blokes like to barbecue because it's a public thing and you get status for it, whereas women traditionally have been locked away in the kitchen and that sort of work is underrated. Mm. I wonder, since you've gone open plan, both of you, is your husband, Kate, is he suddenly cooking more and saying, hey, I'm the man, look at me skittle or something?
I struck gold when I married Dave. He's always been very hands-on with the cooking. But what I will say is it's not so much encouraging the men to cook more. I think it's just encouraging everyone to be more hands-on with the meal. And I would definitely say with my own children, of which I have three boys, followed by a girl, it's all hands on deck. bringing things back and forth from the table to the kitchen. We're a bit traditional. We wash dishes because it just keeps us all together, experiencing the love that little bit longer. And so it's all hands on deck. So there's no retreating now because we're all in that space. There's plenty of room for people to be gathering. There's plenty of little things that people can be doing, whether it just be putting away the tomato sauce and bringing the glasses over. Having that space around the dining table and kitchen enables everyone to still be in that space and helping and looking for things to do.
And Drew, we've only got a couple more seconds, but I'd love to hear from you. Is it the past, present and future, the open plan kitchen, or are there other options out there? Is anyone saying, hey, I want to do galley kitchen or something?
No, it is the future. It's maybe what we need is we just need to be able to have rooms that can be opened up and closed down. It could be more of a seasonal design, I think, is probably where we're going. You know, we went, let's knock down all the walls. Then we realised that we're too much in each other's spaces. And now we've got these wonderful products like giant, massive cavity sliders, and where we can open and close rooms, and we can start to make those spaces open and closed. And I say that will be where we're heading.
ABC Radio Canberra, streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.